was raised by a single mother in England. I wouldn't call my mother particularly nice or soft. In fact, my mother was mean and hard. I usually saw my dad about once a year when he would visit, and I remember one time they had a massive argument. I was about 13. Dad had come to visit. The day before he arrived, Mum took me to get a haircut at a place I didn't normally go. They cut it differently. Mum didn't like it. It was the first time I had seen Dad in a year. We were sitting in the living room. "I don't like how they cut your hair, Andrew." I was a kid. My mother told me my hair was shit. What else am I gonna reply? I said, "Me neither." Mum goes, "Yes, we won't go there again." I replied, "Can we go to the normal place next time?" Dad stands up from the couch. "What the fuck are you doing?" Dad lost his mind. "What the fuck is wrong with you, woman? You're raising my son to be a bitch? Crying about his haircut? This is the kind of man you're raising when I'm not around?" Mum started screaming back, calling Dad crazy and telling him to leave the house. My dad was a 0 to 100 kind of guy, from silence to screaming out of nowhere. Now Mum's crying and tells Dad to get out of the house or she's calling the police. Dad leaves, 1 hour into seeing him first time in a year. "Mum, your dad is crazy. It's only a haircut. See why I can't be around your dad anymore." Next day, Dad calls the house and tells me to go to the hotel he's staying at. I go. We play chess. "Your mother does the best she can, but she's still a female," he said. I didn't reply. "Females fucking around with haircuts. You won't be raised into a little bitch," he said. We left the hotel, and he marched me to a barber shop where he paid to have my head shaved. I protested. Why? Dunno, was a kid. But I feared my dad, as if he was God himself. I sat in the chair holding back tears as my head was shaved. Afterwards, Dad said, "Your mother loves you, and I love you. Nobody in the world gives a fuck about your haircut. When you grow up, you'll see. They only care about what kind of man you are." I went home. Mom went nuts. I heard them on the phone. "Mom, you're fucking crazy, Emery. Why did you do that? It's only a fucking haircut. I don't want to see you ever again. Fuck off back to America." And that's what Dad did. He left England. My mother complained about how crazy Dad is and how it's impossible to even speak around him without him losing his temper and going crazy. Forcing Andrew to shave his head became a story Mother would tell of how insane my dad was for years to come. But guess what? He was totally right. I look back now and thank him. What good comes from a 13-year-old boy giving a fuck about his haircut? Zero. My mother's intentions were pure. But she's a female. This is very normal female behavior. Son with his cute haircut. But it's unimportant. 2 years ago, I walked into a new barber shop and they said, "How do you want your hair cut?" It reminded me of this story. And I told them to shave it all off. Nobody gives a fuck about my hair. They care what kind of man I am. Rest in peace, Emery Tate.